Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show, a special delivery of underdog stuff. It's also a special mix of some politics, some business stuff, culture, personal development too. Put it all in the blender, mix it all up, and it spits out a special delivery of underdog stuff. You know, all the uns, the unbelievable, the unavoidable, unjust, the underrated, the unsaid, the uninhibited, the unconventional, a bunch of uns. And to take you on that journey every week is your host, Gregory Neesmith, certified coach, consultant, content creator, a bunch of other stuff. But when it's all said and done, I'm into exploring how as underdogs do we discover our special stuff and get our swagger back in business and in life. By the way, just as a disclaimer, this is your first time tuning into the show. And if it is, welcome. And for all the longtime underdog listeners, appreciate you. But if it's your first time, let me just get this out the way. This ain't CNN. This ain't MSNBC. This ain't Hot 97. This ain't the Wall Street Journal. Saint Fox News. Not that there's anything wrong if you check those out. You should, you know, stay up on what's going on everywhere. But they cover the news. They commentate about it. But here at the Gregory Neesmith Show, we get personal about it. So let's get personal about the news and the culture. Today's episode 79. I like to call today's episode Unscripted Sunday Q&A. Unscripted Q&A Sunday. We will go where the energy takes us. Every week, I like to have a very conscientious approach to the planning and have the stories laid out and the audio clips ready, and I got a plan going into the show. Like, that's a cute plan. But every now and then in life, things are unfiltered, unscripted, and we can make all the plans we want. And then sometimes you just, it's best to go with the flow. What's been on my mind lately is how, as underdogs, do we rediscover our special stuff and get our swagger back? And behind the scenes of doing this show every week, I've been attempting to figure out how to create a book, create a speaking series, workshops, a whole curriculum. And there's been some times lately that I've been feeling real stuck about it. Am I doing it right? Is it all worth it? How do I balance it all? Should I just give up and go in a different direction? Things aren't coming fast enough. And that's just some of the thoughts I can have in a span of like 10 seconds, let alone if I tell you about all the thoughts I'm having throughout the day and throughout the weeks, throughout the months. And so it got me to thinking, what am I most nervous about this summer? And what am I most excited about this summer? And I would love to share that with you, and you share with me, what are you most nervous about this summer? What are you most excited about this summer? And it can be in politics. It could be in business, or it could be in your personal life, or all three. But those are the things we cover here at the Gregory Neesmith Show, so we might as well talk about it. And normally we're very politics heavy, and we'll talk a little politics today, but I'm starting to realize that the more chaotic the world feels around me, it's even more important for me to bring as much purpose and stability into my own life and those around me. Because if not, tough enough living in a crazy world. It's even harder to live in a crazy world and then my own crazy world on top of that. So first, I'd like to get into some of the swagger commandments that we talked about only briefly a few weeks ago. Maybe dive a little deeper into one or two of them. But someone asked me, you know, how do you turn things around? How do you get your swagger back? How do you rediscover your special stuff? And someone asked me, even if I've done it, maybe they're not in the same situation as me. How can they do it? Or someone else has done it, but everybody feels like their situation is unique. And everybody's situation is unique. But before we get into like steps, rules, commandments, you know, a lot of people give you these tips and say, you can turn things around in no time. There's one big answer. One magic bullet. No work. All the payoff. It's not true. But before we get into any of that, I want to keep it real from the standpoint of figuring out your purpose in life and pursuing your dreams, giving back to the community. All that stuff is cool. And that's all the stuff that I want each of us to do, right? World's better that way. But before any of us get into any of these swagger back commandments, there's a couple things to do first and foremost. Go see your doctor. How about that? When's the last time you was listening to some of these personal development workshops or these you can get rich quick schemes and they told you the first thing to do is go see your doctor? They don't. Real turnaround starts from the inside out. And if you ain't healthy, you ain't getting no new resolutions done. The things on your to-do list ain't happening. You ain't going to be able to go on to work. You ain't be able to take care of your family, your kids. Go see your doctor. How about that for a swagger back commandment? And let's be clear. I'm not one to throw stones from my glass house. Because I've been that dude who skipped some annual checkups over the years. I've been that dude that just says, maybe I'll just take some Tussin. Shout out to Chris Rock, one of my favorite comedians, some Robitussin instead of going to urgent care. Or maybe I'm still young enough that maybe I won't pay that extra money into healthcare because I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm invincible. Nothing's going to happen to me. I've been there. And sure, you can take chances like I did. Or you can go see your doctor. So before we get into swagger back and the best summer you ever had and you're going to change your life and new year, new you, before you do any of that, go see your doctor this summer. Also, before we get into any of this other stuff, and by the way, I did go see my doctor this year, just full disclosure. I'm back on the go get those annual checkups. Don't wait too long if something's ailing you. Can't get your swagger back if you're not feeling well. Also, stop calling your mama. Yeah, I said it. Stop calling your mama. Before we get into all these other great things we're going to do this summer, I learned that I can't rely on my mom for every single need I have in life. She's not a therapist. She's not a mechanic. She's not an accountant. She's not a financial advisor. She's not a home decorator. She's not a relationship expert. She's my mom. She loves me. I love her. But the days of relying on her and some of my other family and friends to do it all and take care of all my emotional and mental needs, it's over. And when I say don't call your mom, please still call your mom. I should probably call my mom after the show. Tell her I love her. Call my dad too. So call him. But also call a therapist if you've never seen one before. Call a coach if you've never had one before. Get an accountant if you're starting to get involved in side hustles and some other things. Make sure you're handling your money right. There was new tax laws passed this year. Make sure you up on all those things. Before we get into all this, I'm going to do this. I'm going to pick my destination. I'm going to get my purpose in life. I'm going to start my new career. I'm going to be a new you, new me, new us, new everything. Go see your doctor and get some professional support. One of the things that changed my life was going to see a therapist. I went 38 years thinking that therapists were for the rich or for the crazy or for people who are both rich and crazy. And so I just trying to figure life out, figure it out myself. We're asking family and friends, or calling my mama. And then finally, it got to the point in my life where I was about to do something that seemed so daunting, so scary, unpredictable, and something where I just wasn't quite sure if my family and friends could even help me as much as someone else, because I was coming up on something that involved family and friends. And so 4 years ago, I was about to embark on the journey of searching for my biological parents. And so at the recommendation of a friend, they said, it might be helpful if you get some additional support. Because as I believe Sheryl Sandberg says, a saying she has, we all need more support than we're getting. And so I went to go see a therapist. And I'll be honest, I didn't like her. Now, maybe it's just because I was rebelling against not liking therapy. Or sometimes you just don't have good chemistry with someone. But I didn't like her. Only saw her 3 times. But I will say those 3 times were invaluable, because it helped me eventually go take the action of getting my swagger back, at least related to understanding more about my family history and the folks who brought me into this world. And so I'll never forget, the therapist helped me in 3 ways. One, she asked me, are you angry that you were put up for adoption? And I was like, no, I'm not angry. I'm, grateful how everything turned out and it's all good. And she goes to me, it's okay to be angry. I paused. And I said, well, say it like that, then yeah, I'm angry. I'm pissed, actually. I'm like, why couldn't they figure it out? Yeah, I'm mad. And I wouldn't stay mad. I would eventually get to a place where I understood that they were doing the best they could, just like we all are. You're doing the best you can right now. I'm doing the best I can. They were doing the best they could. And they're wonderful people. Fast forward, grateful to have found them and have a relation with them, love them. But one of the things the therapist helped me with was that I was able to finally acknowledge an emotion that I kind of didn't think I was allowed to have. And then have it, acknowledge it, and then move forward. So now I ain't mad at all. Number love. But the therapist helped me work through that. Secondly, I was nervous about telling my parents who raised me that I wanted to go find my biological parents. I didn't want them to think that I was ungrateful. I didn't want to cause any friction because I love my parents. My parents are my angels. My parents. There's nobody I could ever meet in my life, even meet my biological parents. No one I could ever meet would not make Henry and Hallie Neesmith anything else but my parents. Love them. So I didn't want to disappoint them. I didn't want to cause any trauma, any friction. So blessed to have them as my parents. And so the therapist goes, because I tell him, like, hey, I'm real nervous about telling them that I want to go make this search happen. And I'm nervous. I'm scared. I don't even know how to bring the conversation up. Like, maybe I'll just keep it to myself and just not do it. She goes, how long have you been interested in searching for your biological parents? And I said to her, for about 5 years or so, it's been really heavy in my mind. In my 30s, I'm like, it's really been starting to, like, something I want to do. So, a few years now, it's been heavy for me, like, really thinking about doing it. And then she says to me, therapist, how long do you think your parents have known you're adopted? I'm like, okay, doc, yeah, cool. Yeah, okay, I see what you're doing here. That's tricky there, so it's a good one. And I said to her, and I did the math, I was 38 at the time, stopped it when I was around 2. So I was like, I guess my parents have known I was adopted for 36 years. Damn, I got a point. The point was, I'm the one feeling all anxious and feeling that it's this big deal and all these emotions. And her point was, hey, your parents have known you were adopted from the day they adopted you and that maybe this day might come. Took some of the pressure away. I'm telling you, if you've never seen a therapist in your life, go get one. They're not just for rich and crazy people. For everybody. And if you're worried about cost, I get it. I'm one of those people that most of the time when I'm not ready to do something, or I'm not really committed just yet, I normally say a couple things as reasons why I won't do it. Time. Oh, I don't have any time. I'm too busy. I got stuff to do. Or I say money. Oh, that's too expensive. I got to watch my budget. Like, I just pay for somebody. I could just, Google something online. I don't got the time. I got the money. Or resources. I don't know the right people. When I even find out about it, like, who's going to get to work with me? Got it. I say that all the time until I get committed. And it's natural for you to say right now to you, like, oh, you know what? They cost a lot of money. I'm going to just figure it out in the meantime. It's not a good reason. There are therapists in training that have to do a certain amount of hours where you can get access at a lot of clinics and things like that for little to no cost and still have someone who's very capable at supporting and helping you. And they have the expert supervision of someone who's already licensed and trained. Oftentimes, if you're in school right now or at your job potentially, they have access where you can get subsidized rates and or at no cost. Don't let the money be the reason that you don't see a therapist this season. That rhymed, and I didn't even mean for it to rhyme, but cool. Reason for the season. And so that's just all of a sudden an aside. I didn't mean to take off into an adoption tangent there, but all that to say, before we get into the Swagger Back Commandments, go see your doctor. Go get some professional support, not because there's anything wrong with you, but because you're a human being. And it helps to have folks that can support us beyond just our family and friends. Shout out to Brandel, who's checking in, who's also the owner, founder of 1854 Cycling Company, an organization that does a couple things. Works heavily with formerly incarcerated men and women to help give them a path to getting life and getting their swagger back and rediscovering their special stuff after they're out, and employs folks, does stuff in the community. Also, it's a bicycling company. So folks who buy bikes get to be active, and we talk about mental health, but also your physical health too. Low impact, nice cardio, out and about, get to see your neighborhood. So shout out to Brandell, who, by the way, I'm actually wearing one of his shirts. If I turn around and watch Facebook Live on the back, you see 1854, and on the front says abolitionists. And Brandell says, mental health is wealth. It's true, man. Like I said, nothing against folks who are in this whole self-help industry and turn things around and new you, new me, and all these resolutions and quick fixes and take this drug and do this and do that, 12-day challenges, all this stuff. I'm not mad at it. I mean, maybe I'm a little mad at it, but I get it. Everybody gets to have their hustle, get to have their lane. But unless you start from the inside out, it's all going to fall down. I struggle to make happen finding my biological parents, maintaining and strengthening the relationship I already had with my parents. Struggle with it until I got support. Until I started to explore some of the issues that I had that I carried with me from being a little kid to being an adult, some things I need to unlearn. It's natural to be an adult and still let your kid inside of you make some decisions. But guess what? You don't want your 10-year-old self figuring out what house to buy. You don't want your 10-year-old self figuring out what next career move you're going to make. You don't want your 10-year-old self deciding whether or not you're going to stay in that bad relationship or not. And that's what happens. And I let little kid continue to make decisions for me and take certain actions and not take others because of stuff that happened when I was younger. And so I know you have your version of that too. And I also know that there's help out there for us. All right. We haven't even got to the 10 swagger back commandments. I always feel like there should be the 10 crack commandments beat playing in the background. I'm a hip hop fan, and the 10 swagger back commandments are like, well, not like the 10 crack commandments because there's no crack involved. But anyway, the 10 swagger back commandments has nothing to do with crack, but hip hop inspired. I love hip hop. Never get high on your own supply. But yeah, I didn't even want to get into that stuff yet because I wanted to start with some baseline stuff. And for those who are really underdogs, really going through it, like, I volunteer with an organization called CMC Workforce. And their whole mission is about helping formerly incarcerated men and women in the New York City area. And specifically right now, they work a lot in Brooklyn. Help them quickly go from when they get out, and a lot of times they're in transition housing, transition situations, 6 to 12 months where they got to get it together. Every day that they don't have a skill and a good paying job is money loss and a potential, you know, potential to go back in and get caught up in some drama. And before, they worrying about purpose and meaning and all these other things and the side hustle and the business they always wanted to start and spreading love around the world and all those good things, all the good stuff that I want us all to do and get to. That there's a certain level of like foundation that's needed to even get to all this other stuff. And so please don't get on your friends or your family with all this, well, how come you haven't figured out your purpose yet in life? If somebody can't put food on the table, doesn't have a place that they know they can count on to go home to every night and sleep in safety and security. Don't talk to them about the purpose they have in life and all this other stuff. There's a time for that. Don't ask them like when they're going to start taking yoga classes. We're going to get to that. But first, help them make sure that they got the basics, the foundation. And so shout out to CMC Workforce, which helps some underdogs in our community get the baseline, which is some resume writing, some skill building, actual certifications related to some things in the construction industry. So in 2 weeks, they go from just getting out, not sure what's going to happen, getting some skills, getting certified and working and making some good money and on a path to getting reintegrated as a citizen again in this country and getting their swagger back and rediscovering how special they are. And then, of course, if you got the foundation set, then go see a doctor, go see a therapist. Inside out, not outside in. And then we can get to the 10 swagger back commandments after all that's done. Today's episode 79, unscripted. I normally talk a lot of politics, but I just, you know how sometimes you're just not in the mood. Like, you know, I got a clip like this ready.
In particular with China, we're going to be doing a Section 301 trade action. It could be about $60 billion, but that's really just a fraction of what we're talking about. I've been speaking with the highest Chinese representatives, including the president.
But I don't feel like it today. Pending trade war going on with, as Donald Trump says, China. Pending trade war with China and a bunch of other countries. But I'm not in the mood to talk Trump today. I mean, speaking of tariffs and how people are going to adjust and what that could do to prices, and then that means what it's going to do to our pocketbooks and our wallets. And I mean, we can talk about money. I always believe if anybody's out here talking about how we turn things around, if y'all ain't having a conversation that includes cream, cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, dollar bill. If we ain't talking about money at some point, then we ain't having a real conversation. And I don't mean money like money's the root of all evil type of conversation. I mean money like when you don't have any, it's a big deal. And having some gives you a certain level of foundation. Having some allows you to eat in a certain way. Having some allows you to take care of your family and your kids in a certain way. Having some allows you to figure out how to have an emergency fund and invest, save for retirement. That's why one of the Swagger Back Commandments has to include us talking about money. Be mindful of the people in your life. They want to help you, but they don't want to have an honest conversation about money, financial literacy. All right, let's get into the 10 Swagger Back Commandments. Now that we got the foundation set right, go see your doctor, get therapist, make sure you have a place to live and that you can get food every day. Let's get the basics down first. Before we get into this new you, new me stuff. So now that we're working on those things, let's talk about rediscovering our special stuff and getting our swagger back. The 10 are, change your address. That's number one. I'll go through them in a little bit more detail. Maybe one or two of them, depending on which one I feel to talk in depth about today. But number one is change your address, because a change in address can change your life. Number two is get new friends ASAP. We are the company we keep. And if you want something new in your life, shoot, if you want a new you in your life, it's going to take having some new people. And yeah, that also means it might take letting go of some old people. Number three, reload your GPS. Yeah, you want to change your address. Yeah, you got new people in your life. Well, now it helps to figure out where you're going, what you want to do, what's your calling, what's your destination. Number three, ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. And I don't mean specifically the song that you're thinking of. I mean it in the sense of who are the people that you are going to help in this world. Oftentimes, the people we help, whether we help them solve a problem, help them be entertained, be informed, who you're serving, who you're adding value to in the world, helps us rediscover our special stuff, helps us get our swagger back, also helps us grow our businesses or our side hustles. Number five, what happened was, or I like to call number five, stop kidding around. And some of that alludes to what I talked about earlier in the show when I gave the example about some of the ways I took on about not thinking I'm lovable enough and always trying to avoid conflict and things like that. Some of those personality traits, some of that way of being, I formed as a kid and then didn't let go of it. So brilliant, awesome. As a kid, shout out to me as a kid for figuring it out and getting through kidhood. What do you call it? I mean, childhood, kidhood. That's not a word. Although maybe it is, maybe an Urban Dictionary, but getting through childhood. And so for me, the reason why what had happened was, or what I like to call stop kidding around, is one of the swagger back commandments. And number five is that it's hard, really hard, to have the life you want instead of the one that may not be working for you that you have. If you don't, if I don't, if we don't unlearn some of the things from when we were kids. And again, you're going to need some help for that. I needed some help for that. I didn't unlearn all that stuff from just family and friends. I had to get some help. As Brandel said, mental health is wealth. Number six, puff, puff, I'll pass. Or as I like to call it, stop watching porn. I mean, that's more for me than for you, but stop watching adult internet porn. It's a bad habit, or at least for me it was. Pass, path, I'll puff, puff, I'll pass. Really, this one is about you have some bad habits that if you really want to get life flowing again, it means letting go of. Some might be smoking. Some might be your diet. I mean, there's a range of them, but we each have one, or maybe two, or three, four, five. It's natural. And that one is about how do we let go of bad habits and how do we create new ones. Number seven, go out and play. And like I said, I'll go back through these a little bit later, but go out and play. Once you've figured out some of the things you want to unlearn, you kind of know the destination, you got some new friends, you know, you changed your address, you've done all this good stuff. Let go of some bad habits. You know who you want to serve. And it's like, all right, cool. It's all in your head now. You got a good foundation. You feel good about yourself. Well, go out there and see what's happening. Go test and learn some of those dreams you've had that you kind of put to the side. If you're dreaming about opening a community center, go volunteer at one now. Go out and play. You want to start that new online business? Get a website. Sell something. See if anybody will buy it. Go out and play. I was interested in radio. A couple years back, I went and interned at WRD 96.1, Pennsylvania's only black-owned talk radio station in Philadelphia, and intern on the Word Up Show every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1. From the summer of 2015 and all of 2016, intern for a 24-year-old. Talk about going out and playing and having to check your ego at the door and interning for someone who you're like almost 20 years older than. Shout out to Keith Nichols, good brother. I'm so glad that the universe brought us together, learned a lot from him, and also got to learn what the radio business was like. I went out and played, test and learn. See what's working for you, what's not. Try some things on. Number 8, who you rolling with? It's a big one. I used to be one of those people that used to think, can't nobody see my vision? Nobody's going to care as much about this as I do. If I want it done right, I got to do it myself. I'm a perfectionist. I'm all these other things. I'm going to roll with Gregory. Solo. Hard to trust people, but I can trust myself instead. Just go it alone. They said no man is an island. Well, I'm going to show them I can be an island all to myself. Stop it. I've been there. Don't do it. Number 8, who you rolling with? I think it's an African proverb. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with a team. Something to that effect. Close. Probably not word for word, but you get it. Maybe you can go fast and go alone, but if you want to go far, you better get a crew. Who you rolling with? Stop doing it alone. You know, you'd be surprised that there's people out there that are willing and waiting and ready to help. If you just do 2 things, show a commitment to what it is that you want to do, and then make a request of how that person or people can help you. I'll never forget, I was about to start this radio show, which originally launched on WHCR, but every week, Tuesday nights from midnight to 2 a.m. Sleep! It's a weeknight. People sleep. Midnight to 2 a.m. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you got to start where you got to start. And I'm like, cool, to make for a good story. Maybe, hey, I started at midnight Tuesdays. And then 10 years later, I have a globally syndicated show and it all started at midnight. Sounds good. But at the time, I was like, midnight sucks. But I was grateful that I had a show because I didn't have a show. So, you know, choice was no show or have a show at midnight, midnight to 2 a.m. Grateful for Angela and Tina for believing in me and letting me get started there. Shout out to the team that holds it down here. But all this is still related to number 8, who you rolling with. And so at midnight to 2 a.m., I'm just like, man, I'm going to have to do everything myself. Operate the board, answer the phone calls, just talk for 2 hours straight because nobody's going to be up. Nobody's going to want to come in and help because that's late at night. But I was committed to putting on the best show I could. But I was walking around doing, which truth is, I know you do this too, so stick with me. Don't be pointing fingers only at me like I'm the only one. But I thought that I knew what people would and wouldn't do. I thought that I could make decisions for other people. So I, at first, didn't ask anyone to potentially come into the studio on Tuesday nights and help me produce the show. I, at first, wasn't going to ask any of my friends to call in to the show because I, Gregory, thought that I knew that their answer would be no. I thought I knew what they wanted in life and that I should just make the decisions for them by not asking at all. How presumptuous of me. How loner of me. How, I ain't gonna get my swagger back being like that. How being an island was I? But I was committed to making the show happen, but I was missing the request part. And I know a lot of you out there are committed to a lot of things, but you're not asking for any support. And so finally, I asked a friend of mine, a very talented friend of mine on top of that, Asha Davis, I said, hey, I know that you are into the entertainment biz, an aspiring writer and comic, a political junkie, an intellectual. And I said to her, I said, would you be interested in like helping me produce and help with the show? And it took me a lot of courage to ask this question, because part of me was just like, she has a job. There's no pay involved. She's going to have to stay up late on a work night. Like, she ain't going to do that. But that's me talking for her. I don't get to choose what people will and won't do. You don't get to choose what people will and won't do. You get to make your requests. Instead of thinking you know it all, instead of thinking I knew it all, I'm glad I asked, because I didn't know it all. She said yes. She would love to support the show, support the mission of Underdog Stuff, and some of the things that I was up to in the world creating. She was up for being a part of my calling, which was also part of her calling, which is to be in entertainment and to connect with people. And she would get to learn things and do things and eventually be a co-host of the show, and then eventually go on to do some of the stuff she's doing now, which is stand-up comedy and writing and more entertainment stuff. But I was rolling alone. So number eight is who you're rolling with. I went from rolling alone to being hard to making requests. And all of a sudden the show grew and the show could happen. I had support. Then we asked for more help. We had Kirsten Magwood come on board. And then fast forward to today, I have Kayla, my editor, who makes the podcast and the video look good. Makes me sound good. Appreciate you, Kayla. We have Megan, producer, helps me get facts and audio clips and stuff ready for the show that we do every week. I started to make requests for people to come on the show or for people to watch the Facebook Live, making requests for people to download things. Started rolling with some people instead of doing it alone. Who you rolling with? That's how you keep your swag going. Number nine, Cream. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. We can't talk about turning things around without talking about money. Now, let me tell you this, though. When it comes to money, rule number one, don't listen to me. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not on Wall Street. I don't play an accountant on TV or radio. It's not my lane. But there are people out there like Ash Cash, who has a show on WHER on Friday nights from 7 to 8 p.m., who talks about personal finance in a way that you get it. It's relatable. Talks about all the way from the basics of fixing your credit score and budgeting all the way up to like investing in things like cryptocurrency and everything in between. There's folks like Emma Johnson, founder of Wealthy Single Mom. There's folks like the Budgetista out there. There's folks out there. If you are working with people, friends, family, coworkers, like if they ain't talking to you about your relationship, the money, it's gonna be hard to get your swagger back. We say that health is wealth. Well, also wealth is wealth too. And it's good to have both. Gives you some energy and some options. And on a later episode, I'll talk about in more depth some of my relationship to money and how that's helped me get my swagger back. Give me some freedom. And then number 10 is Remix. Remix. The Remix. You know why number 10 is the Remix of the 10 Swaggerback Commandments? Because guess what? Once you figure something out, then something else is going to pop up and you're going to have to go all back to the beginning again and figure out what address you want to change, what new people you need in your life, what the new destination is, who you're going to serve, what other thing you need to uncover from your childhood that's still poking at you now? What other habits we good to let go of? Now new playing and testing and learning to do, new people to roll with, new money, things to figure out. That's why number 10 is called the remix, because I'd be lying to you if I said this was like a one trick pony that you turn things around once and you'll never have to get your swagger back again. That's not true. Not true. I think we get better at it each time. You know, every time I've turned something around, I now have that in my memory, in my psyche of like, oh, I've been here before. Maybe not the specific situation, but I've been down before. What's Mike Tyson say? Everybody's got a plan to get punched in the face. I've been punched in the face before, metaphorically. I mean, as a kid also, literally, but neither here nor there right now. You know, I've never won a fight. As a side note, I'm still kind of pissed about that. Like an actual, you know, physical fight. Like I never as a kid won a fight. But I will tell you though, being willing to fight eventually showed people that it wasn't worth it to mess with me. And so big picture, even having lost some of those fights as a kid, I ended up coming out as a winner. There's probably some moral inside of that. I have no idea what it is specifically. It's the first time I've said that on air that way. But hey, hopefully you get something out of it. Sometimes fighting can, and losing, you can even come out as a winner. Probably something there. But yeah, the remix, number 10. Today was just one of those days where I just didn't feel like talking about stuff like this today.
Game on here. A trade war between the United States and China is here. It's real. At the stroke of midnight, the U.S. hit China with tariffs on $34 billion worth of goods. China immediately responded with its revenge tariffs of equal value, accusing the U.S. of launching the largest trade war in economic history and calling America trade bullies. China is threatening high-value U.S. exports, cars, crude oil, cash crops like soybeans. The farm goods here are strategic. They hit states and really county by county places that voted for President Trump. The U.S. tariffs target high-tech industries China vows to dominate. Aerospace, robotics, manufacturing, autos. You know, American companies will pay these tariffs when they import the goods. They can either absorb that cost or they can pass it along to consumers. And so far, the U.S. has avoided slapping tariffs on things.
Just didn't feel like it today. I mean, or, you know, I had this queued up and ready too.
The judge in this case, the federal district court judge, has essentially approved this merger between AT&T and Time Warner, AT&T's acquisition of Time Warner. I just got out of the courtroom. Judge Richard Leon, for 30 minutes, read his opinion. And at the end of it, he said that basically the government's three theories of harm, all three theories, they refute.
Didn't feel like it today. AT&T allowed to buy Time Warner. Companies merging together. What's it all gonna mean? Prices could go up. Our viewing habits could change. Stuff could happen with our data. And just didn't feel like talking about it today. I will say though, as we get personal about the news and the culture, the one thing that does come to mind about the AT&T and Time Warner recent merger that's allowed to go through is, in the spirit of the 10 Swagger Back Commandments, in the spirit of number 8, who you rolling with? Who you rolling with this summer? Who's going to be your power partner? Who you merging with? Like I said, the world is chaotic at times. There's lots of stuff going on. I don't know what to do, what's going to happen. Kids being separated from their parents at the border. North Korea, maybe they're going to get it together. Maybe they won't. Trade wars with China and Canada and Mexico. Donald Trump making fun of the Me Too movement. The Democrats looking like Bernie and Hillary might run again. There's a lot of chaos going on out here. The rich get richer. AT&T's merging with Time Warner. And like I said, when the world is chaotic, it feels even more chaotic if my life is chaotic. If I'm stuck, if I'm off track, it's double whammy. And I don't have much control about what's going on in the greater world at times, but I do have a say what's going on in my own life. So as of right now, there's not much I can do about AT&T and Time Warner, except maybe get some inspiration from it or learn something from it or make it personal. Well, for one, I cut my cable. But that's a separate story. Consume less and create more. But what can I take away from it? It got me to thinking, well, who am I merging with this summer? I'm working to get Underdog Stuff, the company, which does consulting, does coaching, the stuff in the community, get that off the ground. Looking to start to get paid as a speaker, doing more workshops, figuring out how to monetize this radio show and podcast. And so instead of being mad about Time Warner and AT&T, or going the richer getting richer, or mergers and acquisitions, you know what I'm gonna think about this summer? Who am I merging with? Who am I rolling with? Who's gonna be your Time Warner this summer? There's something you wanna start. What's your commitment to it? Are you going to be somebody that people want to partner with, as Asha was saying when she called in earlier? And then are you going to make a request? If I want to build this show, I should probably get better at social media, at getting sponsorships, spreading the message and the word of this show. I should probably find out, who's my Time Warner going to be? Who am I going to partner with? And it could be an intern. It could be a college student. It could be someone I pay for. But I should probably figure out, who am I partner with this summer? What merger am I going to make happen? You want to get into real estate, but you're looking at your bank account going, I got some money and I got some, but not enough. Who are you going to partner with? You can't be the only person you know that's got a little bit of something and also interested in real estate. What if you partner with that person, you go buy a house together? Who's your AT&T and Time Warner this summer? I can't do anything about their merger, but I can at least find a point of inspiration from it and figure out who I'm rolling with to make life a little bigger, a little better, a little stronger. What are you most nervous about this summer? What are you most excited about? Who's your Time Warner this summer? Who you merging with? Who you rolling with? Shout out to the underdogs following along online. Daryl in the building. He says, what's up, G Euro? Shout out to Daryl. Childhood friend, brother from another mother. Shout out to the 212 showing up and showing out in the 215 showing up and showing out in the 212. Philly in the building. And Daryl, before we get out of here, about to go to the big close of the show, but today's question has been, what are you most excited about this summer? And what are you most nervous about this summer? If you get a chance, type in your response and I'll read it on the air. What are you most nervous about this summer? What are you most excited about? It can be in politics. It can be in business. It can be in sports. It can be in life or any combination of it all. I've shared, you know, I shared what I was nervous about earlier in the show, but what am I excited about? I'm excited about possibilities. I'm excited about figuring out what's next for me. I'm excited about learning this new muscle of patience, because this summer I'm doing a lot of pitching, which also brings patience. I applied for those who've heard of TED Talks, there's a TED residency program in New York City that I applied to last month, waiting to hear back about that. I've been pitching articles to different online publications, got published in Thrive Global, waiting to hear back from addictedtosuccess.com. I've started to pitch my show to podcast networks and things like that. Got a no the other day from Gimlet Media. And there's, you know, lessons and things I get to learn from the yeses and from the noes. But yeah, I'm excited this summer to take things to the next level and start to figure out how I continue to do the things I love, and also be able to take care of myself and others while I do it, and put some, you know, money in my pocket too, which is always good. How can we have both, right? How can we do something we're curious about, be willing to be awesome at it, serve other people, and then also be able to get paid to do it too? And so I'm excited to continue to figure that all out this summer. Daryl says he's excited to hang with his family, having summer fun. And hey, he's most worried about being Black in America this summer. I feel you on that. It used to be things like DWB, right? Driving While Black and things like that. Now it's just, you could just be just being. People getting the cops called on them for selling water, lemonade stands. People getting the cops called on them for moving into their own apartments. It's crazy out here. And so, Daryl, I get it. I get it, D. I would say that I'm excited about time with family and friends this summer. And yeah, it's a challenge being Black in America, one of the other obviously major underdog groups in this country, my people. And obviously throughout the summer, we'll talk about some of those challenges too, and ways we can figure out how to rediscover our special stuff too. Whoa, 2 hours has gone by. We come to the big finish. If you listen to this as a podcast episode, hit me up on the Facebook Live with a comment during the week, or go to Twitter at Gregory Neesmith, or go to my website, gregoryneesmith.com. Go to the contact me page and let me know, what are you most excited about this summer? What are you most nervous about this summer? And maybe some of those topics will end up being, or your answers could be topics for future shows, but let a brother know. I want to say thank you to all the underdogs that listened on the radio dial at 90.3 FM in the New York City area, those on the World Wide Web at www.atr.org, or on the Facebook Live at facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith. Appreciate you. Shout out to all the phone callers, to all the online commenters, and you for listening and going along on the journey. Shout out to Megan, who helps make the show possible, as my producer, get me ready for today's episode like she always does. Shout out to Kayla, my editor, who somehow every week for the podcast makes me look good and sound good. Thank you. With that too, thank you. We're coming up on 20,000 downloads of the podcast. What happened this summer because of you? And we're trending in the top 100 on Podomatic in the society and culture category. Just speechless, grateful for all of it. With that, I'm going to leave you with my favorite quote. If you listened to the show before, you know what I'm about to say, so you can say it along with me. Underdogs, can't nobody do it. And I mean nobody. Can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.